Good morning. I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News for Thursday, April 3rd, 2014. It's mostly cloudy today with a high in the city near 60 degrees. It will rain after midnight and rain some more on Friday, ending before noon. The weekend looks good, partly sunny on Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday with temperatures in the 50s. There were shootings yesterday afternoon at Fort Hood in South Texas. Three victims were killed, plus the shooter who shot himself in the head. 16 people were injured. Lieutenant General Mark Milley is the commanding general at Fort Hood.
It is believed that he walked into one of the unit buildings, opened fire, got into a vehicle, fired from a vehicle, got out of the vehicle, walked into another building, and opened fire again, and then was engaged by local law enforcement here at Fort Hood.
The shooter served in Iraq for 4 months in 2011. He had behavioral issues, was under psychiatric treatment for depression, and also undergoing a diagnosis to determine if he had PTSD. The private recently arrived at Fort Hood from another base. Milley said they're digging deep into his background, into social media, and into his experiences in combat. The lieutenant general also said the protocol on base for weapons is if you have one, you're supposed to register it. The private's weapon was not registered. The shootings yesterday are less than 5 years after an Army psychiatrist went on a shooting rampage at the same military base. Then 13 people were killed and more than 30 wounded in what was the deadliest attack on a domestic military installation in history. A Supreme Court ruling handed down Wednesday frees wealthy donors to give to as many political candidates and campaigns as they want. The 5-4 ruling voids the overall $123,000 federal limit on individuals' contributions. The conservative majority called limits on so-called aggregate donations an unconstitutional limit on free speech rights. Writing for the minority, Justice Stephen Breyer said individuals will now be able to make $3.6 million in contributions to candidates and parties. Barbara Lawton is with Americans for Campaign Reform.
Now I could find my way, if I had it in my pocket, to give more than $1 million. This is a wild unleashing of the influence of money and big donors who become positioned now in a very direct way to reshape the American economy in their own interest.
The White House says it's disappointed with the Supreme Court's decision striking down overall campaign contribution limits. White House spokesperson John Earnest says the Obama administration is looking into the decision. Conservatives are praising the court for striking down a limit on donations by wealthy donors to political candidates and campaigns. Legislation to resurrect benefits for the long-term unemployed took an essential step yesterday towards likely Senate approval, despite complaints from Republicans that Democrats refused to allow changes designed to stimulate job creation. The vote was 61-38, one more than the 60 needed for the bill to advance towards likely approval in the next several days. The bill would renew benefits for the long-term unemployed, generally those who have been off the job for more than 26 weeks, an estimated 2.7 million workers have been affected since the program expired at the end of last year. The legislation would reinstate the benefits for 5 months, retroactive to last December 28th. According to the National Urban League's annual report on the state of Black America, Black Americans are twice as likely as whites to be unemployed. The unemployment rate for Blacks was 12% in February compared to 5.8% for whites. National Urban League President Mark Morial says the post-recession economy is leaving too many people behind. Despite dismal numbers, an analysis by the Associated Press Center for Public Research found that Blacks are significantly more optimistic about their future standard of living than whites, regardless of income level, education, or partisanship. Overall, 71% of Blacks surveyed in the 2012 General Social Survey agreed they have a good chance of improving their standard of living, outpacing the share among whites by 25 percentage points. The survey found high optimism even among Blacks who say racism is a cause for economic inequality. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York, listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio, broadcasting at 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. In local news, Joe Crowley, congressman from Queens, has been working on legislation to reduce pedestrian fatalities. He represents North, Central, Western Queens.
The areas around Queens Boulevard and Northern Boulevard, where a number of vehicular deaths have taken place. December of 2012, 11-year-old boy was killed on Northern Boulevard and 80th Street. On his way to school, he went into a delicatessen, was killed crossing Northern Boulevard. Just more recently, less than 6 months ago, another boy was killed on his way to school in Woodside on Northern Boulevard in the Woodside area. Someone who I know was killed, whom I knew was killed on Queens Boulevard a few months ago as well. So this has become, in many respects, even more personal to me because of actually knowing someone directly who was killed.
Congressman Crowley introduced a bill called the Pedestrian Fatalities Reduction Act. Now, when states request money from the Federal Highway Trust Fund, if there's a spike in accidents, they must submit a plan to the federal government on what steps they're going to take to reduce the number of vehicular accidents.
Under the bill that we're dropping, what we're asking for is that they also have to take into consideration what steps they're taking to make the pedestrian crossing of those streets or the mitigations that are taken to correct the road and the intersection, what steps are they taking to secure the safety of pedestrians as well as cyclists? Because quite frankly, New York, we in New York do more walking than just about anywhere else in America. And the greatest city in the world, you know, we shouldn't have to fear the street when we're walking on our feet. And unfortunately, more and more New Yorkers have to be very nervous when they're just walking to a store or walking to school. That ought not to be the case.
The congressman says pedestrians have responsibility, that we need to be more aware when we're walking on the sidewalk and on the street, but there needs to be more attention paid to the etiquette of driving. Crowley believes there's less tolerance on the road than ever before. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.